Still, I can say the name and I don't get that tight feeling in my guts or that pain in my heart. It's Becky Lou Buckholzer that still drives me wild.
Becky Lou! Well, you know, I'd still be married to Becky Lou Buckholzer if it wasn't for Daddy. I never told you I married that thing. It doesn't really count as a marriage because the marriage only lasted one day, thanks to my daddy. Well, he always loved Becky Lou Buckholzer. The whole time we were dating in high school, he'd watch her. Like she'd walk into a room and Daddy'd stop what he was doing and just stare. I'd say, Daddy, don't do that. Don't do that. Crying out loud. But he'd just stare, licking his lips. Well, when the day came that I finally decided to marry that thing, Daddy was leaping for joy. I said, what you so happy about, Daddy? He said, because on your wedding day, I get to kiss the bride. And I said, Daddy, you're not going to ruin my wedding day. He said, hell no, boy. I'm going to get in line with everybody else, and I'm going to kiss the bride. Well, I didn't think anything more about it until the wedding day came, and I'm standing there in the reception line next to Becky Lou, and there's Daddy in line waiting to kiss her, and he's sticking his tongue at her. Yeah, there's about 3-4 people ahead of him, and he's looking at Becky Lou going, looking like a lizard. And Becky Lou says, I don't know if I want to be kissing on your daddy like that. I said, Daddy, no tongues, Daddy, no tongues. He shouted back, one kiss, boy, just one. And as he gets close, he starts licking it a little. He's licking it more, going, and he had that big, nasty tongue sticking out. That big, nasty tongue. Well, sure enough, his turn comes. And he stands there. He says, I want to savor this moment. He said, Becky Lou, now lick your lips. Get them all slathery for me. I said, Daddy, would you just kiss her for crying out loud? Don't you be worried whether or not her lips are slathery. She said, come on, baby, just blow a couple of spit bubbles for me. I said, Daddy, for crying out loud, will you kiss her? Well, sure enough, Daddy says, okay, here I go, boy. And he grabs both her ears, and he pulls her face right on his, and he puts a lip lock on her. Man, I can hear him slouching. I said, Daddy, you ain't supposed to be licking her tonsils down. He's just going. I can see Becky Lou Buckholzer's eyes were wide with the shock and the horror of my daddy's big old nasty diseased lips right on hers. He goes, I said, Daddy, you don't have to be licking the plaque off her teeth or crying out loud. Enough. Well, finally, I'd had enough. I grabbed Daddy by the back of the hair and I start pulling. But by then, the suction created by that tremendous kiss wouldn't let me grab him off her. I'm pulling as hard as I can. Finally, I start to hear the bond break. I hear his lips on her saying, well, she was about passed out there. She said, that is the most disgusting thing I've ever been through. Yuck, bleh, yuck, bleh, yuck, bleh, bleh, yuck, bleh. And she got in the limousine without me and left me. Daddy was just smiling there. As he wiped off his lips, I said, Daddy. He said, what, boy? I said, Daddy, at least you could have spit out your chaw first.